Sunshine and 57.
It is 8:50 at AM 930 WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And we are broadcasting from Hazel's Restaurant on Cleveland Street in Elyria as part of our Spotlight on Elyria. Today, tomorrow, we'll be here. Bull and Matt for Bullseye in the Afternoon will do a Spotlight on Elyria on Wednesday afternoon from the Foundry in downtown Elyria. They're celebrating the bicentennial. Tomorrow we'll have the mayor on and other folks as well. But we always spend part of our Monday talking to Scott Petrek of the Chronicle-Telegram. 2017 Browns. Browns and Steelers yesterday losing
21-18.
No,
that's it's 2017 the year.
Yes, I'm giving you the season. That wasn't the score. Though, Scott, that seems like a pretty good score, but 21-18 was the score yesterday. If only they had gotten a safety instead of a touchdown on that the blocked punt.
That would have made a big difference, you know.
Yeah.
That touchdown to start the game was obviously a hole that the Browns had to try to climb out of, and they did a pretty good job. They got back to 7-7, and they hung around. Just didn't make quite enough plays, and, you know, when you're a team with less talent than your opponent, you can't give away a touchdown on a block punt to start the game.
How much of a difference if we had Myles Garrett in there, the way things that were working for our defense?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You know, you got Myles Garrett and then also Joe Hayden, you know, who they cut and then wound up playing on the other side yesterday with Pittsburgh. It's hard to say definitively would either of those guys have made that big a difference, but I would have liked to see Myles Garrett, I'll tell you that. You know, the Browns did not get enough pressure on Ben Roethlisberger, and he's so good at getting rid of the ball in a hurry. And they started the game where they ran a bunch of bubble screens and quick hitches where nobody would have gotten to the quarterback, and that takes a little steam out of your pass rush. But, you know, they had some backed-up situations, some second and longs and third and longs. It would have been nice to see if Myles Garrett could have turned the corner and gotten Big Ben. So I'm not ready to say that he would have, you know, brought a win. But I think he would have improved the defense. But even without him, the defense played pretty well. They only gave up two touchdowns to a pretty potent Steelers offense.
Scott, did you get a sense from the crowd or your colleagues about sort of a sense of optimism coming out of this game?
Well, you know what? I got it from the coaching staff in the locker room, the players. Hugh Jackson and Joe Thomas both said, you know, we don't believe in moral victories, but this is kind of a moral victory. You know, I think we had a rookie quarterback who, in my opinion, handled himself really well, showed toughness, showed composure, showed some resilience. He threw a bad interception in the fourth quarter, and I'm sorry, in the third quarter. Came back in the fourth quarter to lead a touchdown drive. The defense looked so good in the preseason, but I wasn't convinced it would carry over against Pittsburgh, just because Pittsburgh's got so many weapons. But it did. The defense played well. So Hugh Jackson at the end of the game said, "Well, we got a quarterback that I believe will get better and be good. We got a defense that I think is legitimate, and I see other pieces in place." So I think there is a sense of optimism coming out of this loss, because a lot of people thought it was going to be a lot worse than 3 points.
Talk about the receivers a little bit. Where do we see them? Do we have what we need? We got to need, I think, obviously, it seems like there seems to be a little more, or is there something that you can get out of yesterday's game?
Yeah, they need to play better. I'm not sure the talent is on the roster. We saw Corey Coleman had a pretty good game, 5 catches. I think he had 53 yards. He had a touchdown on 4th and 2 in the fourth quarter where he took a big hit and hung onto the ball on a slant. So he played pretty well. Kenny Britt, the guy that paid, you know, signed for a 4-year, $32 million deal, had a big drop in the fourth quarter. If he catches it, they get a first down. The drive continues. They're near midfield. That he dropped it, a play later they have to punt. That's a huge play in the game. He had 1 catch for 13 yards and was a non-factor. You know, Ricardo Lewis had a catch, for 29 yards. Kason Williams couldn't stay in bounds on a play inside the 10-yard line where he just let himself drift out of bounds. Wasn't a perfect throw, but I thought he should have made the catch. They used Duke Johnson, the running back, at receiver a ton. So they had a long way to go at receiver, and that's my big concern about Kaiser, is there enough talent around him for him to develop as quickly as he needs to develop? And I'm not convinced there is. So you need some of these receivers to make more plays.
Did they move Duke to a receiver because of the net lack in there, or is he not being as productive as a runner as he seemed to have been the last couple of years?
No, yeah, it's got nothing to do with the running ability. It's they think he can be effective in the slot. They used him a little bit last year in that role, and now I think they see kind of a void on their roster where there's no automatic slot receiver. You know, last year they had Andrew Hawkins. Usually it's a guy that's small and quick, and Duke has those traits. So I think they think he's the best option, and he's been working with the receivers throughout training camp, you know, bouncing back and forth, receiver, running back. But I think they're going to give him a shot to see if he can kind of stick as that slot receiver. Doesn't mean he'll never get a carry, but he didn't get any yesterday.
Scott, we have Baltimore coming up next, and they had a pretty solid game yesterday. They made Andy Dalton pay for it.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. They didn't light it up on the scoreboard, and you know Joe Flacco had just an average game coming off. You know he had a preseason injury where he missed the whole preseason, but their defense is legit, and it's going to be another big test for Kaiser. You go on the road; that stadium's loud. You get Terrell Suggs coming off the edge, and they got some playmakers. So it's going to be a stiff test. You know, not having studied them a ton, it looks like a game where it's going to be tough to score on both sides. And maybe that's the kind of game the Browns need. You know, it's best for the Browns. If they can get to 17 points, that's a win. But it's not going to be easy to do because that Baltimore Ravens defense is tough.
Well, we're playing against our division opponents right off the bat. We hopefully maybe can get a split after that next game. But at least now Cincinnati might be taking the brunt of some of the losses in our division. But it's still maybe too early to tell on that. Scott, we'll talk again next Monday after the Ravens game and have more conversations about the Browns and their new quarterback. Appreciate your time.
Okay. Okay. See you.
Scott Petrek of the Chronicle Telegram. You can follow him at Scott Petrek. Also, thebrownzone.com, where all the stories are there. And, of course, today they'll have all information about the press conferences with –